All right, now he's good to go. We are on. Yes, that's what I like to hear. Finally. All right, so now we bring on our Odyssey MLB insider, John Heyman, host of the original podcast, Big Time Baseball with Tony Gwynn Jr., covering all things MLB. John, well, we were waiting to bring you on the show here. We were gushing over the Tampa Bay Rays, who just won their 13th straight game today to start the season. Meanwhile, we watched the Yankees give up 9 runs in the first inning to the Twins. Now, I know there's a long season, and the Rays are only slight favorites to win the division, but when you watch this Rays team, what is it about them that has just gotten them off to such a hot start?
Well, I mean, they're hitting a ton of home runs, which is a little bit surprising. You wouldn't think they would be almost on a record pace for home runs. You do expect the pitching to be good. It's been really good. The starting pitching, spectacular. McClanahan's a true ace. Now, Springs, who went out in today's game, we'll see how injured he is. That could be a bad blow for them because he was looking like an ace as well, and so's Rasmussen. So, you know, potentially, you have 3 number one starters there. You've got a lineup that doesn't quit. Rosarena's a really good player. I mean, Wander Franco's a really good player. You know, once again, I, along with many others, underrated this team. But let's not forget the Milwaukee Brewers, 1987, started 13-0, and I saw some of that streak. I was covering the Angels. And they didn't end up as a playoff team, I don't believe. So, you know, it's early. You're right about it being early, but Tampa looks devastatingly good right now.
You think about, you know, the concept of unintended consequences, John, and the pitch clock largely has been a wild success. Everyone seems to love it. But I saw that there was an article, Max Scherzer said that his first start was on him, but it's obvious to you that the pitch clock is taxing older pitchers. How much do you think that's going to change or shake up the league moving forward?
Well, it definitely is affecting the older pitchers more. Obviously, they're not in, even if they're in good shape, they're not in quite the condition if you're a 25-year-old pitcher. I mean, I have seen some older pitchers like Wade Miley, who's historically worked very quickly, do very well with it, so he's used to it. But, you know, the guys who are in their mid-30s, and the Mets have many of them, Quintana and Verlander are on the injured list right now, but they've obviously got Carrasco, Ottavino, Robertson, but it's mostly the starters. And just the time between the pitches and the time between the innings is going to take a toll, and it may mean that instead of 100 pitch pitchers, they might be 80-pitch pitchers, at least for a little while. So I did see the stats, and it certainly has affected them to this point. And Scherzer admitted that it is somewhat of a factor. How much, he's not sure yet.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Sticking with the Mets really fast, I did a little digging, and I'm curious. You look at the DH position for the Mets, and they just have no power. You look at what they did last year. I think they had 15 combined home runs between all the DHs compared to like the Astros and the Braves, which were in the 40s and 50s. Like, why do you think the Mets have been so stubborn about not making a move at DH?
Well, you know, obviously they got guys last year. They got Vogelbach, who did about what you'd expect, and they got Ruff, who just did not really take to New York. I mean, it was kind of like a Joey Gallo situation, although he was just there for hitting, so he wasn't even bringing good defense or anything like that. So that did not work out at all. If they had just kept Davis, they would have been better off there. Ruff now back with the Giants, so that doesn't look great for them. I do think Vientos, who's having a great start in the minor leagues, could bring them more power if they don't mind using a young guy to DH and not play a position. I think he could be a potential solution for at least half of that DH spot, maybe platoon with Vogelbach, but they've been reluctant to call up these minor leaguers. Beatty, also a terrific hitter at the minor league level, doing really well. I know the fans are clamoring for him to come up and play third base with Escobar struggling so badly. I do think we will see Beatty at some point. I do think we should see Vientos at some point, but the Mets don't want to bring them up as just a hitter. They want to bring them up if they're going to be able to play the position. And, you know, it's pretty early to give up on Escobar. I don't think they're at that point yet, but they're probably not that far away. So We may see some of the minor leaguers come up who are really hitting up a storm right now.
But there were like 8-9 guys that they could have gotten for not very much money in the offseason as well. Josh Bell, Nelson.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Cruz. List goes on and on.
Well, yeah, Nelson Cruz was the guy. Obviously did not have a good year last year. He's 42 years old. Had an eye surgery on October 31st. So, you know, there were certainly questions at that point. The eye surgery has apparently worked, and he's doing well with San Diego for only, a million, $1.2 million or something like that. So that was a good move. I mean, Duval would have been good for anybody. Now he's hurt. But there were some cost-effective of guys. Of course, the Mets are already paying $100 million in tax, so you add a Josh Bell. You know, anybody they add at this point, they're end up paying double because they're paying the 90% tax. So I'm not going to rip them for not spending more money than they have. I do think they would have been better off if they'd stuck with that Correa deal. Obviously, I'm not a doctor. I didn't see the physical. I don't know what happened there. So Correa had a home run today in New York against the Yankees. But they're, you know, not only missing a DH, they're missing anybody to really bat fifth. They have good players, you know, who have been kind of rotating in that fifth spot between, you know, Canna, Vogelbach, Pham. They really don't have a number five hitter, and give Alonso credit for having 6 home runs, terrific power hitter as the cleanup guy, but, you know, I think they would be much better off if they had a true number five hitter, whether he's the DH or any whatever position he plays. That might be Beatty at some point, because Beatty certainly can hit. Question is, can he play third at the major league level? And that's still an open question.
Talking to John Heyman here on BetMGM tonight. You know, the Padres are one of those hot teams, and rightfully so, coming into the season that people love. There's a lot of talent, some big bats, big stars, and MVP candidate after MVP candidate. But they're just 7-6 right now. They just took 3 against the Braves, dropped 2 of 3 to the Mets. East Coast trip. They got, 18 games, I think, in 18 days. It's a grind of a season early on for this team. What's most concerning, if anything, for you with what you've seen from the Padres so far?
Well, they need to get their whole team back together. Obviously, Musgrove had that injury in the weight room, and then while on rehab, he injured his AC joint in his shoulder. That's not as bad as it sounds. I thought it was only going to be a week or two. He tried to make a diving play, and not worth doing in a rehab game. you know, and you've got Tatis not back yet, April 20th. We'll see what he brings. You know, obviously, there's some people who are skeptical at this point now after the PED issue that he had. Is he going to be that dynamic player that he had been previously? He's also had many, many injuries. So, you know, they've certainly got some questions. Suarez is out in the bullpen. That's a guy that was very, very valuable to them last year, and they've signed him to a big deal. I do think the injuries is part of the issue. And, you know, they got to get Juan Soto. I mean, they gave up 5 great prospects for Juan Soto. He's not been the same player in San Diego that he was in Washington. I do think he prefers to bat third. I think I saw today he is third in the lineup. It seems like they're getting him in there third more often. He had been batting second. You know, is that the issue? I can't imagine that's all of it. But I mean, he had under a .400 slugging percentage last year with the Padres. That is not Juan Soto. You know, he's not been the same guy, and they need him to be that guy.
Yeah, another team. Talk about the Rays and how good they've been, but the Diamondbacks against the spread have been covering like crazy as well. They're 8-5. They lead the NL West. What do you like about what they're doing?
Well, they have a very good future. They have really good young players coming. So I like the way they're going to be in the future. Obviously, you've got Zach Gallen, who's a terrific pitcher. I like the youth of this team. And like I said, I think they'll be an excellent team in the future. I mean, this year it should be between the Dodgers and the Padres. I did pick the Padres. I did like what they did in the offseason. How could you not? I do think that the Diamondbacks are better than people thought. I think I had them third. You know, but I think they're more of a future team than a now team.
You know, we were talking, and we spent a lot of time on the show talking about Shohei Ohtani, and rightfully so. I mean, he's the most unique player we've ever had in baseball, and it's incredible to watch him. Is he somebody in your eyes that can keep this up long-term? Because, I mean, you mentioned Juan Soto, and there are reports out there that the Padres might consider not offering Soto a big deal because they want to go after Shohei Ohtani. And, you know, you're going to hear a lot of this stuff obviously get thrown around, but Shohei Ohtani is going to command big money on the market whenever he gets out there. Is this one of those situations where a team has to also worry about whether or not they're getting him pitching and hitting the way that he is for a decade? I mean, that's a long time to do both.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody expects him to be a great pitcher and a great hitter for the next 10 years. Yeah. He is going to get a 10-year deal or more. He's already surprised us by doing what he does, so I wouldn't put anything past him. But, I mean, it would be kind of shocking to see him go do this another 10 years. I think, you know, a team will sign him to a 10-plus year deal and then hope to get 5 years where he's doing both great. Hard to imagine that he does both great for more than another 5 years, but look, like as I said, not putting anything past him. He's the most amazing player any of us have ever seen. It's incredible. Already leading in WAR, I see. No surprise, since he is a great hitter and a great pitcher. So amazing, amazing player, and you know, he is going to get the first $500 million deal from somebody. We shall see. Soto is certainly aiming to be in that level, the $500 million. Soto's big advantage, of course, is that he's only 24 years old. The age is a major, major factor in this. But as you guys alluded to, a Soto deal with the Padres doesn't look like it's forthcoming anytime soon.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani is just, I mean, it's just great for baseball. Such a unique thing that we get to see. John Heyman,
good
always
stuff.
Appreciate the time.
Thank
Thanks for coming
you.
On with us.
All right. Good talking to you guys.
And that was our Odyssey MLB insider, John Heyman, who's also the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball with Tony Gwynn Jr., covering all things Major League Baseball. Can the Sixers finally live up to expectations? Gina Mizell covers the team. She'll tell us next. BetMGM the Night.